AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports authorities say they're cracking down on fraud at daycare centers in Minnesota.
There's been a surge of federal officers this week in Minnesota following new allegations of fraud by daycare centers run by Somali residents. The current moves comes after a right-wing influencer posted a video accusing the daycare centers of committing up to $100 million in fraud. During President Joe Biden's administration, 47 people were charged. The number of defendants has since grown to 78. 57 people have been convicted. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for Minnesota, 82 of the 92 defendants accused of running schemes to get funds for child nutrition, housing services, and autism programs are Somali Americans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police say New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges in connection with an incident that happened earlier this month. It's unclear what led to the charges, which include felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery. A surge of Arctic air brought strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast today. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says it's a mixed bag of weather across the country for the rest of the week.
The northeastern quarter of the country will primarily be the focus for the coldest air as we go through the rest of the week. This will include New Year's Day and also the first couple of days of the new year. And much of the rest of the country, especially by the end of the week, the Central Plains, Southern Plains region, and much of the western United States will actually see Pacific air coming across. And what that's going to do is actually allow for temperatures to be above average.
This is AP News. Travelers between France and England are scrambling for other options after Eurostar suspended its services.
Power problems and a stuck train are being blamed for stopping rail traffic through the Channel Tunnel connecting the UK and continental Europe. Izzy and Jamie Gill are in Paris, waiting to get home to England.
We came for my 30th birthday and we were supposed to go back on the Eurostar, but everything's been cancelled. And we don't know about tomorrow. We have a one-year-old at home with my mom and dad. I'm going to get upset.
That's okay. He's with his nanny.
He's fine.
He's having a great time. Listen.
It's just stressful.
They managed to book a flight, but will have to wait a day. In London, disappointed would-be traveler John Paul had been expecting to enjoy a romantic river cruise in Paris and a trip to the Eiffel Tower with his partner. But their train got turned back. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.